Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to In the Know with Mo. This is your host, Maureen Forte. And back by popular demand, I have my special guest with me this evening, author Eddie B. Harris. Welcome to In the Know with Mo. Eddie B. Harris is the author of Take the Chain Off Your Brain, and he is back by popular demand from so many requests. Welcome, Eddie, to In the Know with Mo.
Good evening, Mo, and good evening to all the listeners. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, just fine, just fine. Just been going over your material. You know what? I'd like for you to start off our show with a little food for thought.
Yes, yes. I would like to share a little something with the listeners. And always remember, like in my book, I always advise the listeners today instead of the reader to doubt me, but give me the benefit of the doubt, which means they will do their due diligence to investigate and research before they get into any type of debate. So with that being said, I like to just give this little food for thought, who we are by number, because a lot of people give us or try to give us in stories who we are, but just, you know, thinking of it like this, numbers or figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they figured this lie out centuries ago. So the number that the black man is the number 13. Reason being, starting off, the black man was the only man that was taken from his land and spread across the world. We were the only people that did not migrate or immigrate. We were forced and enslaved in the places that we came up to be in. Now, with that being said, being 13, look at it like this. In our solar system, there are 9 planets. We are in the third alignment. That's 3. In order for us to survive, we need one sun that all the planets survive. So that one sun and Earth being the third alignment, that's 13. All the stories, when you look at the stories, it tells you, you know, Jesus Christ came to save. Well, what does he have to do with 13? Bam. He had 12 disciples. He made 13. When you look at the earth, the way the earth spins at a ratio, a beat, a rhythm of 1,000 and a third or third miles per hour, 1/3. What do they know that they've hidden from us? You know, the original tribes were 13, but when these colonies started, they started with 13 colonies. Then it became 13 states. They had 13 original stars and stripes on their flag. What do they know that we don't know? On the dollar bill, there's 13 around their symbol of the American eagle. 13 stars over the head, a fig leaf branch with 13 leaves and 13 arrows, where they're clutching the black man and they're clutching the Indians. But the star, 13 is a 6-point star that represents Israel or the Jewish symbol. So 13 is a mighty symbol, but let's get a little deeper. Why did they so-called free the black man with, what, the 13th Amendment?
That's right.
What do they know that we don't know? You know, they just killed, in our time, Trayvon Martin. And decades before, they killed Emmett Till. But they kept both of those young men for 3 days before they turned them loose. Why? America, or right now, we are the leaders. That's why everybody watches America not only being a free world, but every place that blacks were disbanded, only America now has 13%. Three. They have 3 Fridays named after us. We just don't recognize them. One Friday is called Good Friday. See, three is our number, but one Friday is called Good Friday.
Rises up.
Because it talks about the Savior being crucified one day and rising on the third, 1-3. The second Friday is called Friday the 13th. And what have they always told us? 13 is unlucky. Stay away from it.
Right.
Why? But yet it signifies them everywhere all over the dollar bill. Then the third Friday is called Black Friday. And it's always what it is. And that's where we consume between then and Christmas and try to figure out how to pay the bills the next year. See? Enslaved. But they know that number, who we are. Right now, we are now 1.3 billion around the world. That number. James Brown was not only great from his activism, but because he knew. In his music, he played on a pitch of the first and the third syncopation of the beat. All his music sound the same. But for some radical reason during the movement, it was him who came up with what? Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
Right.
But it was that intangible beat, 1-3, that we're on, that's us. But this is what we have to learn through that. You know, when they talk about what? The Holy Trinity, 3 into 1, they just converted it. The three, mind, body, and soul, is in each and every individual. We just have to learn who we are and learn. You know, it's a reason that we were all put around the world, because now we're waking up, and that's the important part. We're waking up. You know, 2012, 300 years, 1712, it was said after 312, we would no longer have the black man. They would keep us slaves for 300 years in that letter. It's 2012, you know. 12 at the end, 1-2 is 3. That's us.
That's right. You know, that's right.
The Mayan calendar talks about the end. It's not the end. It's an awakening. It's an end of an era of a time, but an awakening for us. That's why everybody feels it. They're wondering what it is. They're feeling this movement. You know, they're calling it an occupied movement over the world. But the world hasn't did what it's supposed to do because we ain't on point.
Right.
The world is still waiting for us. We haven't realized our part in the bigger picture. So with that being said, we'll get into the book. And the first portion that I would like to talk about, if it's okay, would be what we're actually talking about, racism.
But before we go, before we get to the racism, I want to add another 13.
Okay. Lovely.
And during this election season of early voting, Illinois is dealing with unconsciously voter suppression, because in Illinois we had the shortest early voting. Our voting started from October 22nd to November 3rd, which is 13 days.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to, when we start talking about 13, it's amazing that Illinois, which is not dealing with voter suppression, has only 13 days, whereas Cincinnati, Ohio, was dealing with going through court with early voting. Their voting started October 2nd to November 3rd, which is a month and one day.
Yeah, over a month.
Illinois, 13.
But you have to understand, you know, even in reality, it's not, because when we're talking about what we're talking about in 13 and how they have, when you look at it, blacks are at the bottom of the totem pole everywhere. But see, the significance of that is being the head and the tail, the alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end, being the church. Within CH and CH, you are, we are. That's why looking in the mirror, when you see that reflection, you're looking back at yourself. We keep complaining and sitting on the sideline and don't understand that life, politics, is not a spectator sport. You know, we aren't getting paid. We're getting played because we're sitting around looking and watching We only get paid once we get involved, once we get informed, once we get educated. And you got to get up off our rear ends to get involved in order to get paid. Because somebody out there knows what I know that I need to know, but I can't get that information inside my four walls. So I have to stop sitting back complaining, and complain means there's no change. And complain.
That's right. That's
you know, so we have to remember life, like I said, is not a spectator sport. The gift is the goal, and the goal is to get out and live. So we don't do that. We sit around, talk about it, squawk about it, and nothing happens. But that's because we're being spectators.
Right.
We talk about how politicians don't care about us, but we don't care about politics. We don't know about it. So we have to learn about the things we don't know about in order to be efficient in the way we vote and the things we talk about.
Exactly. Which brings us to your chapter on prejudice and racism, and it blends in with what you just finished saying. It says it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree, just be open to any and all possibilities. But the other part, if you don't know, don't just ask. Do some search, some research. So many of our people are on the internet, but they're not on the internet doing research. They're playing games, you know, and solitary. So you have to do the search, the research, and you have to investigate in order to elevate your mind if you want to grow.
But that's
so in
that's...
your book here, in your chapter here on prejudice and racism, who is prejudice and who is racist? But, you know, can you define both prejudice and racism? Because I think there's a little misunderstanding of what prejudice is and what racist. Am I a racist? Are you a racist? What is a racist?
Well, in actuality, none of us are racist. Racist is a fictitious word that was given to us by those in control, and they used it to their detriment to put us under that control by using that word. But, you know, like I said, those in control use that to keep control, because to be a racist, you must have some amount of power and control to control those under your so-called rule. Prejudice is to prejudge somebody, you know, and never knowing anything about them. And that's basically what we do as far as being blacks. We do prejudge a lot of whites because of the way we have been treated and are still treated. And we see, which we talk about privilege, white superiority, all these different words where it's that word that's race that we constantly talk about, United States. See, we're hypocritical at the beginning. It's not one state here that's united. It's not even a city or village in these United States that's united. You have racism throughout, and because we have not put it at the forefront, we can't talk about anything else real. You know, we can relate racism to our educational system. Here in Illinois, we have a law on the books since 1991 stating that they will teach black history. But black history is not in the schools here in Chicago. We have it on Black History Month, and it's still all you have is basically talking about those blacks who are in history that we know about.
Right.
You know.
And it turns out the former Senator Shaw had put that curriculum into legislation, and all that has happened with that is that it went into legislation. It was never fully carried out, even to this day, that it was taught. I just want to check in with a caller that we do have on the line that's been holding. I want to say good evening, caller. Are you calling to make a comment? You're live on the line of In the Know with Mo with my guest, Eddie Harris. Hello? Okay, I guess our caller from 9957 is just listening in. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go on back to the history that's not being taught. It even goes back to the miseducation of the Negro. I mean, even though that book was written some time ago, it is so prevalent now in the year 2012.
It is so prevalent now, you know, and to expand on it, not to take from it, you know, I look at it, we've never been educated to be miseducated, you know,
because
miseducated, you have to be educated, and we were never educated. See, we were only intimidated to, on the three again, to assimilate into a culture that was not ours, to imitate a culture that is not ours. And we stopped there. But our God-givenly tap in is the innovation of who we are. But if we don't know who we are, how can we be innovative or creative? You know, all we've done is produce, and check it out, we've produced offspring that are causing the problems because we then did not invest in that production. You know, the easiest thing to invest in. But and we got distracted, and it's easy because of technology now. Everything and anything affects us off of what we should be talking about. You know,
everybody
in my listening voice, if they don't take some time out every day to find out and understand their purpose in life, they have cheated themselves. And how many of these institutions basically guide our children to understanding their purpose, to see that source and that power that they generate, that they could be not only the next president, but the next person who saves the world, who, say, or has a vaccine or a cure for cancer. You know, all of that is being stifled. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, we have another call on the line. My board is full. I just want to take some of these questions. Welcome, 773-821. You're live on the line with In the Know with Mo and my guest, Mr. Eddie Harris. Good evening.
Good evening, Ms. Forte. This is Robert McKay calling in.
Good evening, Robert McKay. Welcome to In the Know with Mo. You're live on the line as we speak. I have the author, Eddie Harris, on, who is the author of Take the Chain Off Your Brain. And I'm glad you caught it because we talked about prejudice and racism. Eddie Harris, Robert McKay is a candidate for president of the NAACP in Chicago. And it's so ironic that you were calling at this time because we have a big issue in Chicago with the NAACP. You know, it's election time. And Robert, tell us a little something. And I have Eddie Harris on, but we're going to try to combine both of these together. So I think it's election time, not just for NAACP, but for people in period. Election president, United States president, and president for our local people. Mr. McKay?
Well, good evening, how are you, sir?
How are you? I'm fine.
Good, good. Yeah, we are, I'm currently a candidate for president of the Southside branch of the NAACP here in Chicago. And we're facing some serious issues that I feel that the NAACP should be addressing, but we have been negligent and our efforts have been flawed in addressing many of the issues that affect our community, and particularly in the area of racism, which has elevated into institutionalized racism. And we can currently see the effects of racism with the joblessness in our community, the drugs being dropped in here like they exist in a thunderstorm. We have the school system has been downsizing black teachers in the city of Chicago. When the former mayor was elected, I think in 1989, we had 45% black teachers in the city of Chicago public schools. Now, as he left, we have only 19%, and that's greatly affecting the confidence and on our children who are in these public school systems. And currently, there's a law on the books in Illinois to teach black history in the public schools in Illinois, which is not being enforced today. And the NAACP can greatly affect that by getting the legislators to enforce that law.
And this is so deja vu that you would mention that, because Brother Eddie Harris just mentioned about the law of teaching black history. And you know what? I'm going to have to really call both of you back on, because this is Mr. Eddie Harris, who's the author of Take the Chain Off Your Brain. We're talking about prejudice and racism and fatherhood, and he had mentioned the fact that the legislation was passed, but it's not incorporated in the school system. And then you come in as the candidate for the NAACP and speak the same words. And this is what I'm talking about, strong men working for a solution to a problem that we have here. So, you know, Mr. Eddie Harris and Robert McKay, if you two don't mind, I would like to see you both come back together on Friday evening and dialogue, just the two of you.
Oh, most certainly.
On racism, what we need to do, because the NAACP is an organization which is one of the founding civil rights organizations. But if we continue to let it go to the wayside because people have other agendas than representing the people, then where are we? So many voiceless people out here that turn to NAACP and other civil organizations like National Action Network, I'm going to throw in. And I would just like to have you two brothers on Friday, just the two of you, just the dialogue. I'll control the board, and it would just be Robert McKay and Eddie Harris. What do you think?
That's great. That's great with me. If he has the time, I definitely have the time. And at the same time, I would like to somehow get his information and he get my information, because the biggest thing to me, we can constantly talk about these problems, but it's time to come up or find solutions, you know. And I know we're all tired of the talk, because that's basically what we've been doing for, 40 years now, talking.
Yeah.
The condition that we and our children and people are in, and the world. So, you know, my thing is I want to be a part of a total connection, of connecting all of us, because there's too much power here in Chicago that these Chicago are not connected. There's no reason that Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson and the National Action Network and the NAACP and all these people, we need to show the world how it's done. We see the problem.
Yeah.
It's happening more here in Chicago than any place else.
I can speak for a fact that Robert McKay is very active in the street. And I recently met you, and reading your the work that you do, I see that you are very involved and have covered quite a bit. But I think with the NAACP voting Robert McKay into office, it will be an awakening and a big change will come about, because we need to be able to fight the exclusion with inclusion, and Robert McKay worked very well with people, period. And I, as a former vice president of NAACP, understand how important it is to combine and unify all these organizations.
Yes.
So
like I said in short, I would love the dialogue Friday, but on a real note, I would like us to get information so that we could definitely keep in contact and get this moving. Don't just get it started and stop. Keep it moving, mm-hmm. You know, because like we all have a part to not only play but to do. And mm-hmm. for those that you can't reach, you've touched me, I can now reach. For those I can't reach, you touch others that you can. We've got to connect like this and start pulling our people in, understanding that the division and divisiveness is what keeps us apart. We have to unify and actually come together. And just by that image alone is power. It's power. If we showed that alone, if we did nothing else, no money, no nothing, but showed the world that we here in Chicago came together, the world would take notice. We would take notice.
Exactly.
See? So we got to pick a start.
So, Mr. McKay, if you don't mind, or Eddie, if you don't mind, I will text each one of you each other's number. So, and then program you both for Friday evening at 10 p.m., Robert McKay and Eddie Harris, and I'll put it out, and we will have you both back on Friday evening at 10, if your schedules allow.
If, like I said, I'm open. It's Mr. I'm sorry, I didn't get his name again.
Robert McKay.
McKay, okay, Mr. McKay. If he's free, I'm definitely free. Love to do it because more than anything, our people need to be educated. You know, as they say, a lack of knowledge. Look at where we are. So we have to start informing, engaging, and educating our people.
Exactly. And one thing about it, Mr. McKay, and I support Mr. McKay. I'm also a member of the NAACP. Even though I represent National Action Network, I'm a member of Rainbow Push. I'm a member of the NAACP, and I support Robert McKay for the president position, because that's the upcoming election, November 17th, and we need to be able Friday night for you to tell the listening audience how we can rally around you, because we need to make a difference. Some of these people are in these positions of these organizations just for the title. You know, they don't care whether you're represented or heard or anything. But I think Mr. McKay will make a difference being in the helm of that position. So I look forward to talking with both of you, having you both on Friday. I will turn it on and just leave the dialogue up to the both of you.
Well, thank you for the
Sounds
great
report. Sounds great. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here. Our music is starting in the background, but I want to thank Robert McKay, who's a candidate for the NAACP Chicago chapter. The election is coming on November 17th, and also the author, which we really didn't get too much into our book, the author, Eddie B. Harris, who's the author of Take the Chain Off Your Brain. Tomorrow I'd like for you to join me as we talk about women in politics. And I have a young lady from Dixmoor, Illinois, Miss Wendy Casey, who will be on, who is facing a terrible challenge in Dixmoor, Illinois. And on Friday evening, we will have author Eddie B. Harris and Robert McKay, candidates for the NAACP Chicago Southside, as they bring on the knowledge on racism, prejudice, and the upcoming election. I want to thank both of you. I want to thank both
you,
of you for
being.
Thank you, and so we will be back together on Friday.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, thank all of you, and thank my listeners. Stay focused and be blessed. Good night.
Good night.
Forever, in my heart, we've got to walk on. walk on through temptation, 'cause he